Thank everybody, Mr. President, colleagues, ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Slovenia is aligning to the statement presented by Latvia on behalf of EU. It's my honor to me to speak to you today. Listening to the speakers before me and to the excellent overview of the Director General, I can conclude that we all share the challenges in health system. In relation to financial crisis and recent global health emergencies, the need to change and to increase the resilience has become more urgent than ever. Many lessons have been learned and a lot of evidence has been gathered on what works best in terms of efficiency and good health results. We also share the value of solidarity, universality, accessibility, and equity. The concepts such as health in all policies have been tested in practice and tools have been developed to assess the performance, health technologies, and the impact of different policies and measures on health. We are progressing in response to health challenges, including inequality in health. Much of this progress is the result of cooperation within the WHO. In this global context, also my country is confronted with political and public pressure to launch a comprehensive health reform. Primary health care reform is underway, focusing on integrated care, upgrading preventive services, empowering the patients, and introducing positive incentives for the performance and good practice. Public health capacities have been strengthened, and we are about to adopt a new comprehensive food, nutrition, and physical activity strategy. In relation to Ebola, the response to health threats has been strengthened. This year, we have embarked on the comprehensive analysis of health system, including expenditure review, to be followed by a consensus-seeking process to develop appropriate solutions. Why I am sharing these country developments with you? Because in all these activities, WHO is involved. When rightly requesting better performance of the organization, its timely response to emergencies and its stronger role in advocating for health in all policies, we should also acknowledge the support the WHO is extended to countries. The monitoring capacities and the platform that the organization is offering for knowledge dissemination and good practice exchange are of immense importance to improve our health system and policies. The WHO partnership, such as Observatory for the Health System and Policies, have contributed to better understanding of how our policies and system work and consequently to the improvement of sustainability and resilience of our health system. Technical support from the Secretariat is crucial when capacities are limited, but even more important is cooperation in developing good practices, programs, or tools together. I'm referring here to the work done in Slovenia on reducing health inequalities, but also to the products and initiatives that have been developed in cooperation of WHO with other states and regions. I would like to conclude by expressing full support of Slovenia to the Secretariat and its endeavors to assure appropriate and timely support and advocate for health. However, how successful this organization will be in the future in, for example, implementing post-2015 agenda dealing with non-state actors or in tackling AMR depends as well on us, member states. Thank you for listening.